That's a delicious beverage. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Nice to see you. It's been a bit. Lachlan was gone last week. He was in Mexico. So while he was gone, I did some planning. Did a couple of shows without him. Not easy. Not easy when your partner in crime splits. And you know what I did for you, dude? You know what I did while you're gone? I whitened my teeth. Can you tell?
No.
Oh.
How much did you pay for that?
Oh, I got the strips. I didn't pay for it. Oh. I got the white strips, and I whitened my teeth because I don't like it. I'm old. I'm 51. So it's like I had to figure out the teeth. I had to like whiten them. And I put this stuff on, and it's like your mouth foams. So you look like you got rabies.
Yeah.
And then you leave it there for like half an hour. But I fell asleep with it on. So I left it there for like 2 hours. My teeth are so fucking painful today because of that. I don't know what happened. Oh, yeah.
Oh, peroxide. Yeah.
Is that what it is? Is that what
I think?
You can't even tell. So I don't even know why I did it. I just have sore teeth now.
So I got a quick teeth whitening story. My daughter announces.
It's not. It might be about teeth whitening, but it's not quick.
It'll be quick. My daughter announces the date that she's getting married. Okay. This was last year.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So when she got married in the summer. And she phones us and she says, "We're getting married on this date. We're doing it in la da da da." Right? It
was dad get braces.
10 months. No. She said, "I'm sending you a gift."
Tooth whitening.
And I'm like, "What?" She goes, "You'll see." So in the mail, this purple toothpaste showed up, and I was supposed to use it until the day of the wedding. Something to do with how yellow my teeth. Yeah.
She
wanted me to brush my teeth with, and it didn't work. And I went to the dentist one time, and I said to him, none of these whitening things work for me. And he goes, "Well, son, I got some bad news for you.
You're fucked. You're beyond whitening."
He goes, "You have naturally yellow teeth." And I'm like, "Really?" He goes, "Yeah, some people just do." He said, "There's some staining issues and you can get, but your teeth," he said, "they're like ivory. They're really strong. You're going to have them forever till you die, but you're not going to make a noticeable difference on the color of your teeth. So don't waste a bunch of money." It was one of the first honest dentists.
What a nice dentist. Most dentists are like, "Listen, I'm going to fix that. It's going to cost you 30 grand. What's your insurance coverage like?"
Yeah.
Your dentist was like, "Your mouth is so fucked that there's not a thing
there's
I can
no
do
hope
for you.
For you, yeah, dog.
So just go home, teeth. Dude.
Yeah, save just go home.
Save your money. Do you watch the Super Bowl?"
You know what? It? We were traveling back from
Mexico.
Mexico. PB. We went down to Puerto Vallarta. And on the Friday.
How was
it? Was really nice. We had an all-inclusive.
Uh-huh.
Wife and I were all proud of ourselves because on the Friday, we met with some friends. And we met in Salsalita.
Yeah.
Which is a little surfing village just north. Like, we took an Uber up there. We never do this.
You left the resort? That is like taking your life into your own hands in the interior of Mexico.
Well, it was on the coast. It's a nice area. It's not that bad. We have friends.
Before they get robbed and raped, but go ahead.
Yeah. So anyway, and we're not that couple, right? Like, we always say that when we go on these vacations, which are very rare, that we got to be more adventurous and do more exciting things.
Yeah, because when you go to a resort, you went to an all-inclusive in Puerto Vallarta, you go to a resort, it's like you get up, you might go to the gym, you'll have a huge breakfast, you'll go and come back, shower, you might have some really cool vacation sex, and then you'll go to the pool, and you'll lay there, and maybe you'll read a book. You do that for like 2 days, you're like, "I'm good. Like, I want to go do something else." But you take your life into your own hands when you go do something else in some countries that have all-inclusive. Mexico would be one of them. I imagine Dominican Republic is another one. Probably don't want to go too far off the beaten path. Jamaica, Cuba. You couldn't pay me to get off the actual resort in Cuba. Not a chance.
Cuba's a little unsafe, I think, in certain areas. But yeah. The food was amazing. The drinks are free. I mean, it's like, why are you leaving?
Yeah, there's no reason.
And so the pool pools are unbelievable. The scenery, we're right on the ocean. It's just unbelievable.
Was it an adult resort? Was it one where you could kick your pants off and no one would go, oh, no big deal. Just got shirt cocking it here next to me at the bar.
No, it wasn't one of those. I did talk to Doug because we had Doug on the last podcast before I left.
Yeah, Douglas.
Our buddy Beaver.
Yeah.
And he is quite fond. And he brought up that it's a very popular destination for gay couples and for whatever reason. So he gave me a whole, he loves it. He's been there like five times. So he gave me a whole bunch of advice. So anyway, on the Friday, we went and we had like street tacos, went through the market. I woke up on Saturday morning. We were getting packed to go. The plane was coming to pick us up. We had our tickets and everything like that. We're going to Vancouver to meet my daughter and then flying to Edmonton on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Oh my loving God. Oh. I got diarrhea so bad. Like
your Montezuma's revenge, huh, kid?
Like lava, hot burning lava.
Did it come unannounced? If anybody's been to Mexico and they've gotten sick from eating the local fare, usually it's like you feel really good for like 12 hours. You wake up. You're like, I feel a little off. Then it's like Armageddon, none of your asshole. And you're like, I got no warning. None.
You just nailed it.
Yeah, there you go. I've had it.
So it was about 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning. We were having breakfast on Saturday. And I said to the wife, I said, I got to go back to the room. This wasn't something that I felt like I should be doing in one of the public bathrooms. So I sprinted back to the room and... And then it was basically...
Were you sprinting with the sweats, too? Like, your back's starting to sweat.
Yeah.
Forehead starts to sweat. You get this like the spittle in the back of your throat. You're like, I can't tell if I'm going to shit or puke.
You know what, right, Dean? Now. So when I left, I weighed myself the night before I left because I thought, you know what,
to go to Mexico?
To go to Mexico.
How much?
I was 238 pounds. 238.2. And I don't know why I remembered that, but I remember thinking to myself, I'm going to try not to eat and drink like a complete animal down there because I'm tipping the scales at 240 and I don't want to get too much past that. I'm 6'4", but 240, yeah. I'm carrying a little more weight than I want to. I'd like to be around 235, 230 if I can. So we came home. We had to fly back sick, both my wife and I.
And oh, did she have it too? She had Montezuma's? She
I'm worried about her. She's really sick. Like she's laid right up. And when you're flying. Right now.
She's still sick. Look at you. And you only started feeling better this afternoon.
Yeah. Like 3 days.
Yeah.
Like it's brutal. So anyway, we come back and I went into the bathroom the night we got back a couple of nights ago and I weighed myself and I don't know if anybody is trying to lose a quick 15, 20, but you might want to fly to an all-inclusive, go eat street tacos with all the fixings. You'll have no problem. It'll be a rough 48 hours, but what came out of my body weighed, I guess, about 15 pounds because I'm down.
In three days?
Dude, I was 226.3 when I weighed myself this morning.
Dude, Mexican Ozempic, street taco. Yeah, I can't believe you ate the food of a street vendor in the middle of Mexico. Are you insane?
We were told it was good.
Of course you were told. Dude, you know how many people go down there and come back and they're like never the same again? They can never eat cheese. Their left leg doesn't work. And it's all because they ate like, I don't know, something from a street vendor or something like that. They're like, I was told I could eat. What do you mean I was told? You were told it was safe? There isn't a human being that goes to Mexico to an all-inclusive. It's like, you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to travel into the country, stop into a taco truck, and get those guys to load up a couple of homemade jobbers for me. And I just want to scarf them down and see what happens. There isn't a human being that goes to Mexico and does that. You know that. I know that. And you did. You and Deb did that. So you are getting what you deserve.
I trusted too many people
when you were down there. Yeah,
I appreciate that. Yeah, I
and,
do.
And on top
it.
Of it, dude, you missed maybe the worst Super Bowl I've ever watched. It was awful. It was awful.
We were following it on our phones, so I didn't realize how bad the game was
until bad.
I started following on Twitter Like when we were coming home on the Sunday, I was watching a lot of the response. And were people angry about the Taylor Swift thing?
Yeah, people were pissed. But I mean, you know, the world sucks, right? Like, and people suck. And so they just like to suck. And so anytime they see Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce happy, they see Travis Kelce win another Super Bowl. Taylor Swift's the biggest artist in the world. They get angry because they're not Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. That's how the world works. You and I both know that.
Did they propose?
Negative. Someone lost a bunch of money. There was like $20 million on whether or not they'd propose. That was one of the bets. He did not propose.
Okay. The other question was, did they announce their intentions to vote for Joe Biden?
They did not. No.
Okay.
Strangely, no,
that was the other one. Could you bet on that? Did they endorse Joe Biden?
No.
Because
they just celebrated a lovely Super Bowl win. There is no conspiracy at foot there. Joe Biden didn't get an endorsement. No one got engaged and no one ushered in the new age at the end of yesterday's Super Bowl.
A lot of people mad at the halftime show too.
Oh, fuck. The halftime show is awful. I'll get to that in a second. But it was a really lovely thing. She's there with Blake Lively. You know, 4 hours and 20 minutes. That's how long it was. 4 hours and 20 minutes. 21 minutes of football. 4 hours and 20 minutes. 21 minutes of football.
Yeah.
Do you know how long T-Swizz, my girl T-Swizz, was on the TV for that entire time?
3.5 hours.
Close. 53 seconds.
Okay. I saw a video of her chugging a beer.
It was awesome, dude. It was awesome. The place went nuts. Vegas. They're in Vegas. It is the Super Bowl, the biggest pop star in the world. Her boyfriend's winning another Super Bowl in overtime, may I add. They won in overtime.
How many games have gone into overtime? Is that that's got to be two.
Yeah, I think it's the second.
So they changed the rules when it's Super Bowl, right?
They changed the rules because a couple of years ago, Buffalo and Kansas City were in a shootout in the AFC Championship game. And like in the last 2 minutes, they scored like 40 points or something like that. And then it goes to overtime and one team scores and it's over. So they changed the rules. So two teams got an opportunity to score, right? And then you
so that's
keep
the
going.
New rule. Is that the new rule for playoffs?
Yeah. Big time.
Okay.
Yeah. No, that's the new. Yeah, it's new
overtime rule.
Correct. Anyway, okay. and for the regular season. So games, generally speaking, don't end in ties. So
I like that.
Yeah, I do too. Couple years too late. Bills probably would have won the world, the Lombardi Super Trophy Bowl. a couple years ago. They had it, but there you go. Kansas City's a dynasty. Taylor Swift was on TV for 53 seconds. She goes and parties in Vegas when everything's done. Everybody's still mad at Taylor Swift, but can I get to the halftime show?
Yes.
What the fuck was that? It was without question. I'm not taking anything. Usher's very successful with all the herpes that he has. Apparently, he gives everybody herpes.
Just, does he?
Yeah, I guess when you go on The Price is Right, everybody get like a case of Rice-A-Roni. When you spend a little time with Usher in his private quarters, you get some herpes. Apparently. Anyway, so I didn't even know he was the halftime. It is. Google it. Usher herpes. It's an awesome story. Bunch of guys, bunch of girls, that guy gave me herpes. It's like, okay. Anyway, so Usher is the halftime draw. And I'm like, I can't sing one Usher song. Like, if you said to me, you need to sing an Usher tune, name an Usher tune, I'd be like, I'm out. Can't do it. Like, if your life depended on it, or even mine, my kids' lives, I wouldn't be able to tell you the name of an Usher tune. Mm. So,
if I heard one, I might be able to wreck it.
Guarantee you couldn't. So he starts out, and he's just dancing on the field. He's just dancing.
There's a lot of weird outfits.
And then he puts on like a Lord of the Rings elf outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he decided to take that off and he just goes shirtless for a bit. And then he went into the back and he put on like a shiny motorcycle outfit with a whole bunch of people and they started roller skating around the stage.
I did see. I watched this
on TV for like 30 seconds. And then her was on the TV for like a minute and a half. And it was over. I was like,
Little John's appearance seemed random too.
Oh yeah. Turned down for what? Like that's supposed to be exclusive. You could go into a number of, this is going to sound terrible, questionable pubs in the area run by people from all over the world. And you can hear Turned Down for What at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I didn't want to listen to it at the fucking Super Bowl. See Little John up there. Turned Down for What? And everybody's like, fucking Little John's here.
Well, like the worst thing about Little John too was when I saw him, it looked like he didn't take part in the rehearsals.
No, he didn't. He was all over the place.
he was bumping into people.
Yeah, he was hammered.
I was like, is he supposed to be there?
No, I think he was on scissor. I think he was on lean or something like that. He was so fucked up. He was like jumping around.
Little John, get up here. Hey, hey, you're here. Come on.
And then halfway through, Usher's mic wasn't even working. And so they just started pumping the song in. And he's sweating profusely because he's wearing like 53 layers of motorcycle clothes riding around in roller skates. And I don't know, like, he got panned. It was widely regarded as the worst Super Bowl halftime really? Show of all time. Yeah, without question. And it was. It was pointless. Like, Super Bowl, you get 500 fucking million people, like a billion people around the world watching this thing. You're going to put Usher on roller skates in a motorcycle outfit?
Now, here's a question. Does Taylor Swift do the halftime show next year?
She'll never do it.
Doesn't you don't think to. So?
No.
There's too much backlash.
Yeah, I there wasn't a lot of backlash from her being there. She's like one of the only. I think people are saturated with Taylor Swift. Like,
yeah.
I think people are getting Taylor Swifted out.
Yes,
but I mean, she would have been huge yesterday. She just had a concert in Tokyo the night before and flew back like a boss. And made it. There was a bet on whether or not she'd make it back from Tokyo and if her plane would crash. Vegas had a plane crash prop bet on Taylor Swift.
That's not funny.
No, it's not. As always, the Dean Blundell Show is brought to you by our friends at FactCheck.io. FactCheck.io. Do you believe? The good people at FactCheck are a quorum of software professionals, psychological professionals, journalists that have been very busy building some software so that you can fact check anything that you read. It doesn't matter. If it's got a URL, you'll be able to fact check it. Alternative sources, origins, whether or not it was an organic or inorganic campaign, whether or not you can trust the people that are putting out the information, and alternative sources, and there's going to be a weapon button too, where you can turn that information around and put it back out there accurately. To combat disinformation, the good people at factcheck.io are right now testing their beta version of their free program. Yes, it will be free for anybody who wants to use it. They want to battle disinformation because it is a problem. Go to factcheck.io today. FactCheck.io. FactCheck.io. The world's most robust fact-checking disinformation software for news, social media, video, print, anything spoken word. These people are on the tip. And they use some of the finest software technology to be able to give you the advantage when it comes to getting agency back in your life, when it comes to information that you read. Go to factcheck.io today for more information. Sign up for their beta test, FactCheck.io.
Here's the thing with the halftime show. When Usher was announced, I said out loud,
yeah,
and it was on the locker room. I said out loud to the boys, I said, is that a good show? And Grant stepped in and said, yes, it's a good show. Usher is a big artist. And I said, is he big enough? And Grant kind of went, you know what they'll do? They'll throw some extra artists in there.
Yeah, they did.
And so that was my understanding, was that maybe Usher isn't that Stones, Bruce Springsteen, Prince, Rolling Stones. It, you know what I mean? It wasn't that kind of a Super Bowl show, but he is sort of that next tier. And if you throw some Alicia Keys and Little John, who just walked out there, then you've got a show. And so I watched it, and I watched it with, like, after the fact, just on my phone. And I was very confused, but I thought maybe you needed to watch it when you. So I'm glad you're verifying what I thought when I saw it after the fact, because I was like, this doesn't make any sense to me. This feels off. It doesn't. I think what happens a lot of times when you do these shows like this, the Super Bowl thing, mm-hmm. is that you're trying to be something that you might not necessarily be. And Usher knows it. So then he like tries to put together some kind of a show, and then it just got too much. And then everyone goes, what are you doing? Like, well, why? Dude,
yes, for sure. But booking him for it was ridiculous in the first place. Like, how many people do you know, anybody who's not a female in her mid 40s? That's like, I love Usher.
No. See, that's why I asked. Is it big enough?
No, not at all. The only reason Grant said is because he's a millennial. That's the only reason.
Well, and that's kind of what I thought. Well, yeah. Anyway, no. I disagree with you. I think Taylor Swift, you know what? They're going to have a tragic breakup this summer.
Her and Trav?
Yeah, and then they're going to offer it up to Taylor Swift, and she's going to do it out of spite.
Yeah. And he might back, probably, there's like a 90% chance he's back in the Super Bowl, and she's rocking it, and it'll be the greatest resentment concert of all time. Is that what you're saying? I would love that.
It fits the Taylor Swift script.
Yeah.
And then she'll have a song about Travis Kelce and how much of a dick he is.
Yeah.
And, right?
Yeah, of course.
Does well, he?
Good. Congratulations to Travis Kelce, though. I mean, what a day. Guy does little to nothing on the field, gets another Super Bowl ring, goes out and parties with the biggest rock star in the world, and nobody said a word about the Super Bowl afterwards. Like, there are pictures, videos of them in Vegas kissing, making out at a couple of different clubs, hanging out, having a good time. They weren't talking about the Super Bowl being won in overtime by Mecole Hardman catching this weird over-the-shoulder pass from Patrick Mahomes. No one's talking about Patrick Mahomes and another stellar performance. No one's talking about Andy Reid. No one's talking about the Kansas City Dynasty. It's all Taylor Swift and Travis drinking it.
That's why people are upset at Taylor Swift. They think that she's ruining the game. Is there going to be any backlash for him bumping into Andy?
Andy Reid? Like,
what was
it? Did you see that?
I saw all this highlights.
He went
out of context.
After Andy Reid, he was pissed off because he took him out of the game for a running back. And he's like, why'd you take me out of the game? Bumped him, pushed him. And afterwards, Andy Reid's like, I love his compete level. And I'm like, my God, these guys are fucking dudes.
You know what I noticed? So
I don't mind him beating the shit out of me on the sidelines. It's my player. And I love his compete level. We just won another Super Bowl, so suck it.
Travis Kelce and his brother. What's his brother?
Jason.
Yeah. Jason Kelce and Travis Kelce. Not so much Travis, but Jason Kelce has a certain shape and look. I would say, and it might even be higher. I'm trying to be realistic here. 50% of the people that I met at the resort that I was at last week that were American look like Jason Kelce and are shaped like him.
Thick.
Yeah.
Bearded.
All Americans look like Jason Kelce.
Yeah. Big time. How was your trip? Did you heard you got some intel on the Corey Perry stuff recently too, right?
Okay. So,
which is interesting because Corey Perry, we got time. We got like 10 minutes. It's going to be a short one today.
Okay.
Because this is interesting. The Corey Perry thing, like the Oilers have been on a wagon.
Yeah.
They were like 17-1 in their last 18 games or something like that.
Yes.
Corey Perry's been undeniable.
They lost to the Kings the other night.
Yeah. Oh, did they? They lost them to call it. They lost their last two.
They lost two in the last whatever. It doesn't matter. They had the 16 game. What's that? Sorry.
17 game heater. I said, so they're on a 2-game slide. Are you scared?
No. They won. It doesn't matter. So Corey Perry, we've talked about this multiple times. And
they
just run
out of Chicago for doing something terrible. They canceled his contract. Everybody was the rumor. You were selling t-shirts saying, stay away from my mom. Cause the rumor was he was banging all the other players' moms.
That shirt's still available too on the locker room merch page.
Sold?
Please send me a link. None.
No, there you go.
If you want, I'll send you the link. Just get me a note. I'm on Twitter. I'll DM me. Yeah. I don't block people like Dean does.
I hit 11,000 this weekend. Blocked 11,000
people.
It's too
much, Dean. You
awesome.
Got to stop.
It's just so much quieter. Anyway, continue.
So anyway, I just want to say this out of the gates. First
tell
off,
me what
if
happened.
You were let me set this up properly because I don't want to get anybody into any trouble. Okay. I just want everybody to know that I think we could probably spend an entire hour on this. We don't need to, but if you would like to,
well,
I can
you
go
an
20 hour.
Minutes. Okay. Let's do it. Let's
okay. Here we go.
All right.
And this is completely speculate. It's something I can't verify because it's secondhand news, right?
My favorite kind of news.
Right, but
when
I
blame somebody
it,
else and you have no details, so you don't have to be specific. It's awesome.
So when I heard the story, though, it cleaned up a lot of things for me, okay. And I'm going to start with what it cleaned up for me. So here's the thing: when Corey Perry got fired by the Chicago Blackhawks. Snip, contract gone. You're off the team. No pay, no nothing, no repercussions from the, like, the NHLPA didn't step in. The NHL didn't step in. Chicago just punted him. And I was like, man, that's really weird. Like, that, what did he do?
Yeah, it's got to be terrible.
Then the Bedard's mom stuff came out, okay?
Which was a lie, like, but funny.
Okay, and possibly not true, okay? So rumor number one, he sleeps with Connor Bedard's mom, okay?
Not true.
So hold on. Two consenting adults, doesn't make sense to lose the guy because of that.
Right.
Then shortly after that, on the heels of that, a reporter goes, I've got the real story. He was at a Chicago Blackhawks function with a bunch of business, like salespeople, mm-hmm. like, you know,
yeah.
people that do business with Chicago Blackhawks. And he got, what I heard was he got a little handsy, or he did something inappropriate with a female reporter that reports on the game. Rumor number two. Okay. Then he goes out for dinner with Bettman. Bettman says, you can get back into the league. And I said, at that time, I said, okay, you don't have to believe the Connor Bedard mom rumors. You don't. And possibly that's a total lie, and it's awful. And if it's untrue, it's even worse.
Yeah.
But if he did something, and obviously there's degrees of, but he did something inappropriate to a female reporter, there's no way Bettman's going to go, oh, it's okay, buddy. Come on back into the league.
Yeah.
So I was like, it doesn't add up. So I was still confused. So I kept saying, I'm sure he banged Connor Bedard's mom. Okay. Because if he goes and sits down with Bettman and says, I had an affair with this woman, her and I chose to do this, I didn't deserve to lose my job, it makes sense, right? So now I ran into some people with drinks at the pool that have a connection to hockey, and that's all I'm going to say. And I hung out with them for a night.
All right.
They were there at the same time.
You could have started there. But go ahead, continue. No, now you're
wanted to set it up. I wanted to set it up properly. Okay. Like I said, settle in. I told you we should have done this one podcast on this whole thing. So anyway.
Yeah. The Dean Blundell Show is brought to you by FactCheck.io. FactCheck.io, makers of the world's most comprehensive fact-checking software, that have been very busy building some software so that you can fact check anything that you read. It doesn't matter if it's got a URL, you'll be able to fact check it. Alternative sources, origins, whether or not it was an organic or inorganic campaign, whether or not you can trust the people that are putting out the information so that you can give yourself agency over information in the age of disinformation. Again, want to beta test their product? They're going to launch it in the next month or two. Go to factcheck.io today. FactCheck.io. Back to the show.
So this guy says to me, I know people in the NHL. And here's the story that I heard. Bedard and Corey Perry and a couple of the guys from the team went out to party it up. And Corey Perry wanted to, I guess, Bedard, everybody knows this. All he's done is played hockey.
Yeah, let me help you out with this one. So Connor Bedard, if anybody knows anything about Connor Bedard, he has been a hockey savant his whole life.
Yes.
He eats clean. He goes to practice.
He's never had fast food.
He goes to strength crane. He doesn't eat McDonald's. His parents don't subject him to like things like television.
Nothing.
Good times. He doesn't party. It's nothing. School. It's hockey.
Total straight lace.
Fucking track. This green edge. Straight edge track his whole life. So let me just add a little color. What you're saying is Corey Perry, being a 38-year-old Stanley Cup winner,
been in the league for a long time,
Chicago with the Foligno's of the world and the Halls of the world, to kind of usher Connor Bedard into the young man and the person he wants to be. So they're getting him acclimatized to being a man. Keep in mind, Connor Bedard, 18. I have an 18-year-old
still
son,
a kid,
still a child. Yeah, exactly.
Still a kid.
However,
and times are different.
So So you're saying Corey Perry, the situation you're hearing about from these gentlemen that you ran into at the pool, was that this started really is an innocent thing where Corey Perry was taking Connor Bedard around with a bunch of other players, trying to introduce him to nightlife, trying to get him out of his shell a little bit. Okay.
Yeah. And it makes sense, right?
Totally. Yeah.
And I think a lot of times what ends up happening is when you got a group of guys, you know, and you got cultures, you got a certain culture. And I think Chicago and Corey Perry maybe represents one side of the culture. Now, you can say that Corey Perry has a drinking problem or he parties too much or whatever, but he's still a pretty nice piece of that team, okay? But he's not a Connor Bedard, and he's at the end of his career. So I think what he wanted to do was, hey, kid, come out. Let's have a good time. We'll go have some drinks. We'll do some crazy shit, and it'll be a fun night, okay? So this is what I heard, and this makes sense.
All right.
They're quite into it. They got a couple of drinks in them, more than a couple. A
couple of pops.
They're at a pizza place in Chicago. Okay. The waitress comes over and Corey says, you see that big pizza pie lifter thing in the back? Yeah. Flipper?
Yeah, the long thing looks like a wooden flat shovel that they pull the pizza out of the oven with. Yeah.
He goes, I want you to go back there and grab that and paddle us with it. I want you to spank me with it.
All right.
And she says, no. And he goes, how much student loan do you have? And she says, I got 15 grand student loan.
And keep in mind, he's juiced, right? Hammered, eating pizza. Yeah. A bunch of Chicago Blackhawks.
Hanging out with the boys, doing stupid. We've all been there.
How many chili peppers could you get on this? I don't know. I'm so wasted. That kind of thing. Yeah.
So anyway, she's like, no, I'm not doing that. He goes, I'll tell you what. I'll give you 30 grand. She says no. So they pile out of this pizza joint and they go to another one. And he goes, I got a better place. They pile into another pizza joint. And the waitress comes up. He says, go get the pizza flipper. Come out here, paddle us. I'll give you 30 grand. She bites. So there apparently was video.
By the way, if Corey Perry came into my pizza place and asked me to paddle him with a pizza thing for 30 grand, I'd be like, bend over. Here it comes.
Done.
Absolutely. Done.
Done. Done and done. Yeah. I'd do it for 10.
Fuck, I'd do it for 5, to be honest with you. I don't need 30 grand. So, Corey, if you're watching this podcast, if you want to do that, come on over here. I'll do it for 5 grand. Cut rate pizza paddling. No, I don't know. Fuck, it's just so
if this is a thing,
first
Corey,
girl didn't do it.
I'm in. So, anyway. Yeah, she's like, kink. I'll bite on that. 30 grand, that's the best tip
she's
ever.
She's no moron. The other pizza girl is.
So she goes back, gets the paddle.
Yeah.
He pulls his pants down. Whack! Now, I don't know how many guys in the room got a paddling from the girl.
Uh-huh.
But apparently, there's some video of it. It gets back to the team. I guess that the team was a little embarrassed by the situation. And Bedard, who doesn't drink, pretty straight-laced kid, was, I think, a little bit shocked by the whole thing.
Okay, so what are the chances? Let's play this out. A little bit shocked. So a couple things. One, is Connor Bedard on said video having his ass spanked? Two, did his mom find out and go, Connor?
I don't know.
Is this you in the video, Connor? Is this you? I didn't raise you.
You know what I think?
And what are the chances then that Connor Bedard still beholden to his mom because he's 18. He's still a kid, right? His parents live with him in Chicago.
He's probably calling his mom every night.
Well, what are the chances his mom's like, I'm calling your work. And she places a call to Kyle Davidson. She's like, I want you to know what happened, and this is unacceptable. Now, keep in mind, Connor Bedard is a generational hockey talent.
That's Chicago's next 10 years.
They're
going to build a team around him.
Absolutely. He's that good. So what are the chances that happened? Or he came home and his mom looked at him and was like, honey, what's wrong? He's like, I just got spanked at a pizza joint.
Okay, so here's the thing.
So they overreact. And Corey Perry's now like public enemy number one who banged Connor Bedard's mom or maybe got handsy with a reporter. And all he did was try to give someone 30 grand to paddle him to show Connor Bedard what it's like to be a rich NHLer in the city of Chicago. That's it.
That makes way more sense to me than any of the other rumors.
100%. And you know what else makes sense? You know, the little piece of information that goes into this story is how many suitors he had after he got let go because like there were teams literally lining up to sign him.
Hold on. First. So the people that I was that met that told me this story that said this is what happened, and I'm telling you this is what happened. They also said that when he went and met with Bettman, Bettman and the NHL said, "Okay, we got the real story. I got it from the mouth of the guy, right? And everyone's verifying it." So they said, "Hey, we're going to let Corey Perry play again." And I don't know if any of this has been verified by anybody else, but teams started lining up. Like they were like, "Oh, what? A paddling in a pizza place?"
Oh yeah.
So Bedard's Chicago wants to change the culture.
Bedard's mom did it. Bedard's mom did it. They pissed.
They want to change Bedard's the culture mom. Of the. They want to change the culture of the team, right? So they don't want the Corey Perry culture going out drinking on the town. They want the Connor Bedard culture, right? Yeah. Stay in your room, go to bed on time, curfew, workout, don't eat fast food.
You don't make bad decisions when you're all hammed up at a bar, putting your hands down the wrong set of pants, that kind of
stuff. So they'll build a team like that around him. Totally. So Corey Perry. Now, here's the other thing, and this is, again, none of this is verified. I'm not going to use any of these people's names or tell you where they work or anything like this.
And let me confirm this, that you vetted this with me this week and sent me a photograph of the gentleman, which will remain nameless.
Yes.
And all these people. So I know that, in fact, that the story you're telling is true and you did have this conversation with these gentlemen. Yes. And not only does it clear up a lot of rumors, it actually lets a whole bunch of people off the hook, too.
I think
that you really want this to be about Connor's mom, and it might be, just not sexually. I think this has something to do with Connor Bedard's mom. I think she called Rocky Wirtz's son. He's like, "Listen, I want to tell you something. My son came home with an owie on his bottom." And that
I don't think Connor Bedard got spanked. I think what happened was he was mortified by the whole night. He was like, "I was over with the boys and there was a spanking and it was just really awkward."
You live a culture like you live that sheltered life as a hockey player. You finally get out. You're in Chicago and you got boatloads of money and you're out with like your teammates, NHL players, legends of the game. I highly doubt he was uncomfortable.
Okay. Totally. So, I don't know. Like, again, all of this is speculation and they didn't tell me one way or the other, but here's something that's interesting about this. So back to the teams find out that he just did this and it wasn't something over the top crazy. It wasn't sexual harassment or whatever. And they line up. Now every team's like, okay, I want to talk. I guess literally every team lined up. He chose Edmonton because I think he thinks that Edmonton has the best chance of winning the Stanley Cup this year. Okay, so anyway, he comes to Edmonton. Now, here's the other thing that makes way more sense about this. There's also rumors that he is going to sue Chicago, the Blackhawks.
If your story is correct,
yes.
Okay, if the story that you just told me.
Better pay him his entire contract. Secondhand
from some other guys, this guy that knows these guys, whatever. And you've told me who that is. So I believe you. I believe these gentlemen too. And I believe you based on a bunch of different things. One, you wouldn't lie to me about this. Two, you'd start laughing in the middle of it if you could tell the story. And three, you sent me a picture of these gentlemen and I checked a couple of them out and you were indeed telling the truth. Some of them almost made it to the show. Some did play with some of the people involved. So bottom line is, not only does this make more sense, it makes a world of sense for Corey Perry to go out and sue his former employer for
wrongful
dismissal if that story now, is true.
What's more interesting about this conversation is, why didn't they just tell the original story?
I have no idea.
I think because they didn't know how they would explain
the pizza paddling. Mr. Davidson, just curious as to what happened with Corey Perry. Here's the deal. Let's just lay it out for you. Corey, Nick, Connor, they went to the Big Slice. You know, they had a couple of drinks, and Corey offered one of the waitresses $15,000 to paddle his bottom and the bottoms of the other players. She declined. He offered her $30,000. They took that offer to the other pizza joint across the street. The Big Kahuna, and they indeed did paddle all three boys. Connor went home, told his mom, and she was very upset.
So that, like, listen, I can just see a boardroom of people sitting around, like, high-level hockey people going, "I am not going to the press with that." So can we come up with something else?
Let's make up a totally different salacious rumor. And they're like, just tell everybody you tried to bang Connor's mom. That's way, way better.
And it's like, oh, that backfired, didn't it? Because the world fucking went nuts. And they're like,
okay, now switch attention to NBC reporter. Tell him he was grabbing the NBC reporter.
Can you imagine being Corey Perry in that situation where you see these, like, he touched her, he banged her, he fucked Connor Bedard's mom. And you're watching these things on Twitter and you're like, I just got a little carried away at a pizza joint with a paddler. That's it.
Listen, why is anybody too much? I know I have a problem. I'll get some help.
That's the other thing. The dude laid his demons out on Twitter after that, where he's like, yeah, I got a major problem. I'm like, no, you don't. You don't. You just were trying to have some fucking fun at a pizza joint with a rookie. That's all you did.
That's exactly what this is. And every guy who's played any organized sports knows exactly what this is. We are all watching this and hearing this going, oh, that this makes way more sense. I still wish he would have banged Bedard's mom, but this makes way more sense. Right?
Yeah. I wish the mom.
I know
thing
it's
was
a harder story to digest.
Well, you know what? It doesn't come with like back in the day, the NHL rumors, like when a big player would get traded. Do you remember when Rob Brind'Amour got traded away from, away from Philadelphia to Carolina, if you remember that correctly? And the rumors were that Eric Lindros had sex with his wife, if you remember that story. And I'm like,
I don't think that was a rumor. It was pretty much on the notes.
You don't know that. Nobody knows that.
Which one of the coaches slept with the goalie's wife?
That was Ted Nolan. That's the other rumor. Ted Nolan in Buffalo. Apparently, he banged one of his players' wives. And he's
First off, this stuff happens.
Yeah, these guys are no longer in the league, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like I know Rob Brind'Amour won a Stanley Cup, and he made his way through the. Now he's like an incredible coach down in Carolina. I get that. But my point is this, it's always the same fucking stupid, lazy story. And I'm just so happy. Nobody had to have sex for the story to be funny. It was just Corey Perry with a pizza shovel going.
I do wish we could get to a point in life where we're just all comfortable with just telling the truth. Yeah. Right? Even if it's an awkward story to tell. And I wouldn't want to be standing on a podium going, well, they were at the big slice.
Well, it was just a crazy afternoon at Pizza, you know, had a couple drinks. Nisha came over and asked to take her order. I asked her if she wanted 15 grand. She could beat the shit out of me with the paddler. She said no. Anyway, no big deal. Let's move on.
Go get your deep dish somewhere else.
To your point, and I'll close on this. And this is true. You talk about the truth.
Yeah.
Roger Clemens and Andy Pettit did the same amount of performance enhancing drugs. Roger Clemens decided he was going to lie about it, and Andy Pettit told the truth. One of those guys is in the Hall of Fame. One is not. And one is clearly better. Clearly better.
Well, you know what's bothersome about this story is that if Corey or Chicago Blackhawks, regardless of who made what decision, had decided to actually come out and say honestly in public what happened, I think that we would have saved the Bedard family a lot of embarrassment. And that's,
probably, but maybe not in Edmonton, because you continue to drive that story home regardless, even when
I found out it wasn't true. When I found out about this, I texted you and said, we need to dedicate an entire podcast week to this Corey Perry story.
So that the Bedards don't sue you and your t-shirts. You got to take the shirt down now. You know this is true. You got to take the stay away from my mom t-shirts off the locker room merch page. You haven't sold any. There's no point in keeping them there. You just look like a dick now.
Yeah, I'll take them down. That's a good point. I'll get my t-shirt guy to take those down.
Now I put up a different t-shirt that says, hey, Corey, want to go for a slice of pizza?
See, I'd be way better. If that was me, if I was in Corey Perry's shoes, I would rather the story about me getting paddled with a pizza flipper at Chicago Deep Dish, then the other stuff.
Any of the other stuff. Yeah. It's fucking crazy that
they didn't want to explain that. Yeah. And they were embarrassed by what he had done. They let everybody go hog wild. It's such a mistake man, this is a good lesson for everybody today.
Including
just
you.
Be honest. Just yeah. be honest about your stupidity.
Unless you, know you have some you know sweet t-shirts to sell, then go ahead and lie, is what you're saying.
Would you like to, what was your t-shirt idea? Hey, Corey.
Hey, Corey. Corey, want to go for a slice of pizza?
Want to go for a slice?
Want to go for a slice? And then a picture of Corey Perry, like an anime picture of him bending over and him getting a pizza paddle in the ass. Yeah, you got to get on that shirt right
if
now.
If my phone rang right now and it was Corey Perry and he wanted to go out for pizza tonight, I would cancel all my plans.
Without question. Yeah. I'd invite him over for pizza and I'd get a special pizza oven paddler for it too. And I'd be like, if you got 30 grand, I'm in. Totally.
None of this is going to be hard to explain to the wives, Corey, but let's do it. Yeah. It'll be a night.
Don't take any pictures. Don't tell your friends. Whatever you do, don't tell Gary Bettman. Whatever you do. You're going to get in trouble again.
Can That's you imagine awesome. That dinner he had with Bettman where he's like, so
tell
okay.
me what happened, Corey.
Well, so to be honest, this is what happened. I've got some video of my phone. I have had awkward meetings like that where we've gotten out of hand at like station events.
Yeah. We're like, can you come in here and explain to me why you decided to take a dump in the middle of the staff trailer? That happened in one of my meetings. I'm like, it wasn't me. I didn't take the dump. They're like, who was it? I'm like, I don't know, but I think his name rhymes with Todd. Do you want to check it out? Oh, yeah.
I don't even want to mention
dude, stuff. Do you know how many of us can identify with that Corey Perry story?
Oh, anybody.
That's why it's such a testicles. Great story. Yeah, exactly. Anybody with nuts.
If you played sports and you have testicles. Anybody. Yeah. You,
dude, do you know how many people who have played sports with or without testicles identify with, hey, let's take this guy here. Let's have some fun. Let's be a little crazy. Yeah. Let's and like all of them. So, like, it's such a highly relatable story. Had he just said, you know what, listen, I'm just going to come out and tell the truth, we would have been like, oh, yeah.
So much, cool. so much easier. Go. I wouldn't have to take that shirt down. Yeah. You know what? I pulled up to a party one time, got out of the car, and we got our case of beer. This is in, like, high school. And I remember it was a couple of players from, like, the junior B team. And we're like, who's up there? They were on a roof. And it's like 7 o'clock at night. The sun's just coming down. And it's like, it's Jerry and Larry. And they were trying to see which one could jump from the peak of the roof to the tree. And of course, Jerry, he did okay. He grabbed onto the tree and hung on and came down. And then Larry jumped and he missed his mark. And he fell all the way down and hit every branch. And I remember saying to my buddies, little early for this, eh? Like, when did they start drinking? That's one of 300 stories.
Yeah.
I was indirectly or directly involved in.
We booze all have them.
And men.
Yeah.
It's just, they're stupid. They're
morons. That's why, like, you never give a bunch of drunk guys guns, ammunition, and ATVs, right? At the very, seriously. Like, it's, you look at firearms and death when it comes to alcohol, it's like 10 times that. Like, it's fucking, guys are like, hey, how about I shoot you and then you shoot me? It's like, all right, you got a phone book? Let's see if you can make it through a phone book. Just one bullet. It's like, go ahead.
That actually happened. It was in Arkansas or something. I know.
Yeah, these old
guys. Yeah, these guys, they got a bulletproof vest. They found it or something.
Oh, yeah, so they were put testing it on
and
they were
and drinking they started beers. Drinking.
Yeah.
And then they went to jail, right? Yeah. And then I'm like,
there are legendary things. This is the thing. And I want to say this with all due respect, because I really appreciate the Corey Perry story now. I think it's great. And this is where we'll end off. Listen, kids.
You were very worried about the story, so I appreciate you letting me say it.
Yeah, thank you. But that's because I thought you were going to make it up and we were going to.
I didn't make any of this up. This was all told.
You didn't. And it makes sense to me. You don't just relax. I'm not getting after you, dude.
Yeah.
So anyway, here's the deal. This is what I love. I love when players live their best lives like this and give us lots of stuff to talk about. He didn't do anything wrong. A lot of hockey players have. We're going through this horrific story with Hockey Canada, which no one's talking about anymore either. So can we just fucking relax about Corey Perry for like 20 minutes? And Connor Bedard, can we just put an end to this now? That's enough. That's enough. And here's the other thing I will say this too.
Can I still put all the, of you hey, Corey, would you like to go for a slice shirt up though?
Oh, now you can. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Here's the other thing. If you love to drink, and you get super wasted, you lose the ability to reason. So don't go when you're like 12 bell hammer, don't go to a pizza joint. Go home. Go to a friend's house.
Nah, that's bad advice.
No, it's great advice.
We wouldn't have a podcast.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true. And I know I don't get in your way of drinking on a podcast either at all. But you don't get 12 bell wasted and ask people to spank you on the podcast. So it's different.
Well, we don't need to get into things that I've done when I'm drunk. But yes, I'm a passer outer. So before the pizza paddle comes out, I'm generally the guy that's nodding off on the. Yeah, that's lock.
You go
I'm always
hard
early out.
Attaboy. Yeah, me too. Yeah, and it's never a good idea with your friends either. First guy passes out, usually gets peed on. I don't know if you guys did that when you were younger. That's a bad idea.
We did a lot of teabagging.
Oh, yeah. And took pictures. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
we I've did got a pictures lot of me teabagging.
I got pictures of me with knots on my forehead. Actually, a couple. Yeah.
Do you still have those pictures?
I'm not sending you that. There is a video of me with a fireworks helmet too. Where my buddy made a fireworks helmet. No one would put it on. It hit about midnight and I'm like, well, let's not let that go to waste. So he put it on and lit the fuse. And then for about 7 minutes, I stood there holding on to this thing with fireworks blasting.
I've never heard of a fireworks helmet. I've started to come into focus. Like so many people die young in Alberta. That's awesome. Thank you, dude.
That was in Winnipeg. Not that that changes anything.
I think the life expectancy in Winnipeg is even less.
Even lower.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, happy birthday.
Thanks,
buddy. I didn't get that in. I know you don't give a shit, nor do I.
No. No one gives a shit about the
birthday. You're halfway to death. So.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I'm way more than halfway to death. I think I'm 3/4.
Really?
Yeah, easily.
See, when I hit 50, I was like, all right, halfway mark.
No, 51, right? Dude, halfway is 100. Have you looked at a 100-year-old? Have you looked in their eyes? They want to die. I don't want to live to be 100.
I'm going to make it to 100.
Oh,
just to annoy my family.
Every second of it. Dude, you will hate
it. As long as I annoy my family, it'll be worth it.
All right. Anyway, congrats. Keep living.
All right, brother.
Lachlan Cross, 957 Cruise FM in Edmonton. He's the morning show host of The Locker Room, 957cruisefm.ca is where you can find him. Thanks for watching and listening, everybody. Really appreciate it. Thanks for being part of the show. You can get everything we do at crier.co. That is Crier Media. It's a host of podcasts, Canada's largest podcast network, and a litany of other shows, including That Nerd Weed Show. We've also got the Staffan Graf Hockey Show. We've also got the Charles Adler Podcast. We've got a ton of them. Over 100 podcasts in the podcast network, and coming soon to this podcast network, Fact Check, factcheck.io. That's another thing we need to let you know about. It's coming. It's coming. The ability for you to be able to figure out exactly what you're reading and whether or not it's true and who did it and who put it out and whether or not you need to go and find that person and tell them that they were wrong. The internet needs some fact checking, and we're working with a group to be able to solve that, whether it's social media, news, any URL, we'll be able to figure it out together. So be watching, be listening. Go to factcheck.io, factcheck.io, F-A-K-T-C-H-E-K-T, factcheck.io. And you can sign up and we'll send you a beta test of it. That's the whole point. We want you to test it. We want you to feed it so that we can figure out who's telling the truth and who ain't. Factcheck.io. Again, go to factcheck.io. Also, thanks to our partners at CanTorque for making this possible. These are makers of the best rugged, hardworking torque wrenches in the industry for heavy machinery, unparalleled expertise, reliability you can trust, one solution under one roof, and every solution you can find, they'll do it for you. They make rugged, hardworking torque wrenches, Canada's leading industrial tool experts, offering you the very best in sales, service, calibration, maintenance, and custom fabrication. Colin is the principal there. He's a great dude. He's part of the Tagliani Pinty's NASCAR racing team, as a matter of fact. These guys are partners as well. And if you're looking for a complete range of services, products, making your one-stop destination for all your bolting needs and solutions, saving you time, effort, and hassle, go to CanTorque's new website today, CanTorque.com. Also brought to you by Gitch, the best underwear in the world, boxer briefs for men, engineered for any level of performance as well as everyday life. Use promo code GITCH3 when you check out. You buy three or more, you'll get the fourth for free, 15% off your entire purchase. You can receive exclusive access to new arrivals, promotions, contests, and invites, and more. But get a pair of these underwear. I can swear to God, these are the best underwear you'll ever buy. Gentlemen, ladies, doesn't matter who wears them. The pouch is big enough for men, Canadian men to be specific, made in Canada for Canadians, by Canadians, Gitch, G-I-T-C-H. Then the number 3 is your promo code. You need to buy a pair at edsfineimports.com. Check them out today. Also, we're brought to you by Muse on the Mic. The ladies from Muse Massage Spa have their own podcast. It's called Muse on the Mic. These are ladies that operate Canada's premier body rub parlor, MuseMassageSpa.com, 1290 Finch Avenue West, Unit 13. And it's Valentine's Day. Lonely? Looking to be adventurous with your loved one? Go to MuseMassageSpa.com today and check them out. Not only do they offer an incredible service, they're also advocates and sexologists as well. They're tied into the community and they advocate for sex workers. And they've got a great podcast called Muse on the Mic. It's on their Patreon channel. You can get all the juice there as well. Watched like a uncensored version of it yesterday. It's really good. They teach you things. Not only do they teach you things, it's not as greasy as I thought the uncensored version would be. So it's pretty accessible. You can go and watch it. Muse on the Mic, Patreon. Check them out today, or you can get everything they do at CryerMedia.ca. And of course, brought to you by FactCheck.io. Do you believe? Coming soon. Have a great day, everybody. Appreciate you being here. Everything we do is at Cryer Media. Go to Cryer.co for more details. You can also go to one of our YouTube channels. We've got a few of them. Cryer Media on YouTube, Dean Blundell Show on YouTube. Follow us wherever you can follow us, at the Cryer Media on Twitter, and Cryer Media where you find our socials, and of course, at its Dean Blundell. Have a great day, everybody. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Hi, I'm Logan Anderson, host of the Say the Damn Score podcast. On my show, I deep dive into the sports broadcasting business by, you guessed it, talking to sportscasters. The show has featured big names like Bob Costas, Kenny Albert, and Vern Lundquist, as well as many up-and-coming broadcasters who you may not know yet, but you will know soon. Whether you're looking for professional development as a sportscaster, different career paths, or if you just want to be entertained by hearing some of the best storytellers in the world tell their own stories, this podcast is for you. You can subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms, or you can visit our website, SayTheDamnScore.com.
Come on, let's go to the Blue Hotel. I wanna live at the Blue Hotel.
The podcast that goes everywhere the imagination dares. It's for the open-minded, the pleasure seeker. It's Jeff Woods with the new podcast about relationships and sexuality, theme-based with special guests, the Blue Hotel Hotline, and every episode climaxes with an adult bedtime story. Get a room and listen in at the Blue Hotel. Begins Friday, September 23rd.